Where are we recording this interview?
In my roost. I call it Red's Roost in Bixby, Oklahoma. And we're sitting in my man cave.
Right. When did you buy this property?
I bought all the railroad track that ran through Bixby several years ago, abandoned the railroad, and I bought it for a nickel a foot. And a nickel a foot is pretty cheap. I sold it because it went all the way through the town. I sold it to everybody that owned property that adjoined it for the same price I gave for it. I did not try to make a penny on it. They couldn't buy the whole thing, or they didn't want to or something. And I had this left because there was nobody on the property next to it here that wanted it. It wasn't good for anything. And I kept it for, oh, I don't know how many years. And my wife and I retired, and we bought a motorhome, and we went to motorhome, which we dearly loved. But we needed a place to keep the motorhome because we'd come home for 2 or 3 months. We kept our home here in Bixby. So we decided to build a place to keep the motorhome, a garage, here on this property.
So that's what this is, really, a garage for the motorhome.
A garage for a motorhome. But I did build a little office over there, a little 15 by 15 office added on it. And when we were home, all the time we were home, I'd be down here in my office visiting people, one thing and another. So after 3 or 4 years, my wife said, Red, when we're home, you're always down there. And I'm here in town, so why don't we just build an apartment on the back there? And we did.
You lived there for many years.
For over 15 years.
Quickly, we can describe this. Over here, you have Elvis Presley greeting you.
Yes.
You have a jukebox behind you. You have a telephone booth there. Pinball machines.
I have a one-armed bandit, and then I have my player piano, which I dearly love. My wife played the piano, and I played the piano both, and we always loved the pianos.
We're north of the flagpole.
Flagpole. One block north of the flagpole, in the flagpole center of Old Bixby. Now, you know, people say, this is not Bixby. When they started building across the river, my brother-in-law was pretty smart. He said, you know, they ought to name it a different town. Well, we didn't think it did ever amount to anything. We said, oh, no, we don't need to. Now, people think that's Bixby across the river. And this is really Bixby here.
That's right. Absolutely.